Yeah, I thought it went very well. I mean, there was a good turnout tonight, and it was great to see the two new signings, Killian Cantwell and Danny Morrissey, come along. And I think the consensus, the passion of the supporters for this club. So we're all excited for the 2017 season. Yeah, everybody looking ahead.
In your own presentation, it was a comprehensive presentation, Aidan. You covered an awful lot there, but an interesting point in it was the fact that you were able to refer back to a few seasons ago, and it's not that long ago. Sporting Fingal were in the League of Ireland, Kildare County, Monaghan United, three clubs that are no longer there. Van Harps have had their own problems financially as well over the years, but thankfully they're still hanging in there.
Yeah, you know, it's we were shown pictures there tonight of all the people who have helped us out over the last few years, and we've had these fantastic volunteers, and people, you know, do tend to rally around. It is a difficult, they are difficult ships around these League of Ireland clubs, Jeremy, because the disparity between what it costs to run it and what you get through the gate is big, so there needs to be a lot of fundraising. But you can see here tonight the kind of passion people have for the club, and that's why we've kept alive all these years.
Yeah, well, listen, tonight there were some, I suppose, hard-hitting questions as well coming from those in attendance. And there are certain things that are difficult to deal with, and they raise their head every so often. I suppose finance is obviously top of the agenda, and getting supporters through the gates, that's another big challenge in the year ahead.
Yes, indeed, Jeremy. But you know, that was why we've, as part of the three-point plan tonight, we've launched this campaign to get as many people out to the match against Cork as possible. And what we're always saying to parents is that it's great to see kids out watching live football. You know, we all follow teams abroad or in England or wherever, but it's great to get out and support your local club and experience some live football action. And that's what Finn Harps is all about. And we're blessed in this county to have a senior football club, because not everybody has it. So we're looking forward already to the first match, and Ollie's putting his team together, and great to see the new signers. So we would really love if we could again show everybody in the country that Donegal can deliver a packed house at Finn Park.
One headache that just won't go away is the delays in relation to the new stadium project. That was something that was discussed at length tonight. It's a difficult one.
It's a tricky one, Dermot. I mean, this has been going on for a long time now, and there was some very passionate people asking questions. We don't mind that, you know, because they're the people who care about Finn Harps Football Club. Of course, you know, we're a club that's, you know, we've made huge advances in underage football at senior level in recent times. We've grown the crowd, we've grown the club from a community and schools perspective. You need facilities. You have to have facilities. And but we know that the guys on our stadium committee are working away. There is there has been big delays in the drawdowns of money, but we're hoping now, with the help of local public representatives, that we can move that forward and get some excellent facilities here and continue to grow Finn Harps, so that it's a huge asset to Donegal in the northwest.
Yeah, well, the board of directors at Harps have met the stadium committee before Christmas, Aidan. You did say tonight it's paramount to see some progress and some work on that stadium in 2017.
It's absolutely paramount, and I think everybody agrees on that. It's been going on too long, Jim. And I suppose, plus the fact that, you know, we have to apply for a derogation in licensing for some parts of Finn Park, which are just not adequate to come up to the kind of regulations that are required in for Premier Division football. So we applied for a derogation on some items last year. We will again this year, and we're spending money on Finn Park, which, you know, you don't want to be spending a lot of money if eventually you are going to be moving to a new ground. So yeah, it is of absolute paramount importance now that we get workers back on site and we get the project moving again.
Yeah, well, listen, the meeting did end on a positive note, because one of those in attendance tonight pointed to all the positive stuff that the club is doing for the community here, not just in the Twin Towns, but in the county of Donegal in general, Aidan. And that's something that shouldn't be forgotten.
That's what we should always get. I mean, it brings huge pleasure to people from, you know, from a sporting and social point of view, but also an economic point of view. It's, you know, when there's big crowds here, you always hear from the businesses how well they do at the club. Plus, the biggest thing is, Jeremy, is you're giving elite young players in the county a pathway into senior football. And we've already, you know, have several players at underage level that have represented their country, and that's absolutely fantastic. And I've no doubt eventually, you know, we will have a player who's passed through here who you know, will go on to play international football. I've no doubt about that. So it's a fantastic asset to the county. And so again, it starts with people coming out and getting behind us with the home match against Cork City on February 24th.
Yeah, listen, it's not long away. Best of luck to the new season.
Thanks very much, Jimmy. Thank you.